Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, welcome to episode 49 of the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. I'm Sarah Baumert, your host and teacher. Today we're going to do a short sequence that will address how your desk job may be damaging your posture. So we will use a strap, which if you don't have a yoga strap, you can use just a sock or a handkerchief or anything like that will work, as well as we'll use a yoga blanket. If you don't have a yoga blanket, you can use a towel. We're actually going to start with the yoga blanket. So take a moment to gather your props and place your mat out. Make sure that your room is free of distractions, cell phones, pets, and such. So we're going to start with an upper back bolster in order to address the sort of hunching forward of the shoulders that can happen and that we are all guilty of just because of our daily practices. So you'll take your blanket or your towel and we want to roll it up. So say if you're using a towel, you could fold it the long way and then from the short end, roll it up so that it makes a pretty thick bolster, maybe 5 inches in diameter, maybe a little thicker than that.
And then place it on near one end of your mat. Sit down right in front of the bolster, and you're going to lie down so that the bolster is directly underneath your shoulder blades. And remember that the shoulder blades are not the shoulder, that's not the shoulder joint, but the shoulder blades are those flat bones that are in the upper back. So if you could feel for those bones and place the lower half of the shoulder blades onto that bolster. Your hips will be on the floor. And let's start with the feet on the floor with the knees bent. And now just interlace your fingers right back behind the head. So you're holding the weight of your head in your hands. And start to let the head fall towards the hands all the way down towards the floor. And you'll start to feel that you're moving into a back bend. So again, the pelvis is on the floor. The upper back is being lifted by your bolster, and your head is releasing towards the floor. Now, just release the head towards the floor as much as is comfortable or as much as you get, just a small stretch. You don't want to strain the neck here. And your hands are actually really supporting the head. So we're going to close the eyes just to start to turn inward and bring the elbows towards the ceiling. As you take the elbows in towards the head or to point up towards the ceiling, you'll feel your upper back spread a little bit, spreading wide on that blanket. If you can release the back of the head and the back of your hands to the floor, do that, but keep your hands underneath your head. So closing the eyes and just starting to feel how the body is reacting to this position. We're going to start with this passive position in order to just calm down the nervous system and come into our breathing. So eyes are closed and the mouth is closed. The breath is moving in and out through the nostrils. Smooth breath in. Letting the rib cage and the belly expand and feeling how that breath in expands all the way into your upper back. As you exhale, feel the release and the dropping of the weight of your body down towards the floor in the blanket. And just seeing if you can start to soften any of your trouble spots that may live in the upper back or the shoulders. Continuing to keep the eyes closed so that you soften your attention inward. So the elbows should still be pointing up towards the ceiling. And in about the span of 5 breaths, begin to widen your elbows. The hands are still clasped behind the head. The elbows slowly start to widen. The goal is not to get the elbows to the floor, but instead to start to feel a stretch across the front of the chest, out towards the underarms, all the way out towards the elbows. And just pausing once you feel a good amount of sensation. Try not to tense in your jaw or your neck. Just feeling this opening across the chest. So this is a pose that I do every single day. And even though I do it every day, my body takes a little while to get used to it, just because throughout the rest of the day, I'm spending much more time in the opposite position, folded over, slightly hunched over, or even just looking at something in front of me or down, starts to draw the shoulders down. So this is going to start to reverse some of that time that we spend in a more poor posture. Now, if you're able to release the head all the way to the floor, do that. If that's not possible, you could slide another blanket or a block underneath the head, letting the head hang down towards the floor. releasing your hands from behind the head. You're going to extend the arms straight up towards the ceiling. Turn the palms so that they face one another. So your arms are stretching straight up. The arms are shoulder distance. On a full breath in, begin to extend the arms overhead so that the upper arms are near the ears. And at any point that you feel your elbows need to bend, you're going to stop lowering the arms. So keeping the arms straight and reaching, take a few more full breaths into the side ribs, feeling your whole rib cage expand, and stretching the arms away from you, really reaching the arms. Good. Take one more breath in here, and then just gently release and release the arms. You can roll over to your side, set your blanket aside, and come up to your hands and your knees. So on your hands and your knees, plant the palms firmly. Hands are directly underneath the shoulders, knees are underneath the hips. Let's close the eyes again just to continue to move to that into the internal space. Take a full breath in and arch the back into a cow spine. So your tail will lift, the sternum reaches forward, your upper arms slide back as if the sternum could reach through the arms, and then lift the gaze and the head gently to open the front of the neck. Imagining that bolster still on the upper back, feeling that sensation of opening there. Now, as you exhale, round the back into a cat spine, curling the tail down, lifting the lower belly. Press the floor away through the arms so that your shoulder blades spread wide and drop the head. We'll take that one more time. So we're very slowly moving through these positions. Inhale, sitting bones lift, arch the back, open the throat, let the chin lift slightly, and exhale, rounding the back, drawing the navel up, opening through the upper back. Drop the head. Good. Come back to neutral. Open the gaze. We're going to come into dog in prayer. So bring your forearms down and interlace your fingers. Now look down at your elbows. Walk your elbows a little closer together so they're only about 2 inches apart. Your forearms will stay planted right where they're at. Now walk your knees back 2 or 3 inches. Push the floor away from you with your forearms and start to move your hips back in space, which will start to lengthen your elbows a little bit. Release your head down. Your head will rest right between your upper arms and the forehead will come to the floor. You should feel a good stretch into the side body, underarms, and shoulder area. So your hips are still lifted in the air. They should be stacked about right above your knees, not back by your heels like they would be in child's pose. So as the forehead comes to the floor, keep pressing the forearms down and feel your sternum release towards the earth. So sternum is really dropping and the weight of the thighs are pulling you back in space. Take 3 more breaths here. Good. Inhale yourself forward. Shoulders come forward, knees walk forward. Plant the hands back onto the floor. Now turn the toes under. We're going to exhale all the way back into downward facing dog. So the knees can be slightly bent to start with. Root the palms down. Feel just a micro bend in your elbows. And try to hug the forearms towards one another as you lengthen the arms. Your arms are stretching quite a lot. They're reaching towards the hands. And with a slight bend of your knees, keep pulling the weight of your hips up and back out of your waist. You should feel a good stretch through the whole spine. And just let the head drop. Let it dangle like a ripe piece of fruit hanging from a tree, softening the head, the jaw, the teeth, the tongue. Waking up the shoulders, noticing if there's any really tense spots that won't let go. Can you use some other muscles around those areas? Right, we're gonna inhale forward into high plank, just like the top of a push-up. Keep the shoulders very broad. Feel the inner thighs lifting. Now exhale, lower yourself all the way down onto your belly. You can drop your knees down first if you need to. With control, lowering yourself down. Slide your hands back so that they're near the ribs, a little farther back behind the shoulders. Palms are planted, elbows are lifted and reaching back. Now look down at the floor so the tip of the nose is just hovering off the floor. Feel the chin gently tuck in towards the chest. That's going to lengthen your neck. As you breathe in, peel the shoulders away from the floor. Really lift the shoulders. Feel your elbows try to reach back towards your feet. Peel the sternum and the front of the spine up. And just notice now if your chin lifted and is reaching forward. If so, gently draw the chin back in towards the chest. Feel the back of the neck lengthen. Take another breath in here. And then exhale, slowly lower down. Tip of the nose can just hover off the floor. We're going to release the hands from the floor and interlace the fingers back behind your back. Now, if your shoulders are very tight, grab your strap or your sock. And instead of clasping the hands, you're going to take a hold of the strap with a little bit of space between the hands. Palms will be facing down if you have the strap. If you're using a strap or fingers interlaced, you'll have a little bend of your elbows. Those of you using the strap, you can feel like you're trying to pull the strap apart with your hands. Now we'll all start to lift the shoulders. You're still looking down. Feel the shoulders, the sternum, the front of the spine peel away from the floor again. Really reach your hands back as if they could slide down your thighs, down your hamstrings, towards the back of your knees. Good. Take two more breaths here. Try not to squeeze in your glutes. Great. Exhale. Gently release the clasp or the strap. Plant the hands down firmly. Inhale back up to hands and knees, and exhale to downward facing dog. Good. Really press the floor away. Start to lengthen out through the legs, and then walk your hands all the way back to your feet. So you're just folded forward over straight legs. Relax your belly. Let your arms dangle. Really let the arms be like a rag doll, or like you're wearing a heavy, wet sweater that's dripping and draping off of you. Give your head a little shake, no. And notice if you're holding the shoulders away from the floor. Can you let the shoulders fall towards your neck and towards your ears? So the shoulder blades should have quite a lot of movement. If we were birds, they would be our wings. So imagining all that movement in the shoulder blades, they can go up, down, side to side, and a few various other directions. Feeling that softening and shift of the shoulder blades fall to the earth right now. Good. On your next exhalation, start to bend your knees. Feel like your tail has a little weight dropping from it. Your tail will drop down. We're going to roll up the spine vertebra by vertebra. So you'll keep your head hanging. Your head will be the last thing to roll up. You can look down at your navel, rolling up, stacking the vertebra one by one until you're all the way up to stand. As you come to standing, inhale, reach the arms out and up, reaching the arms all the way towards the ceiling. The palms face one another. If the shoulders are tight as you take the arms up, keep your arms a little bit wider out into a V shape. Take a strong exhalation to draw the navel back in space. And then inhale, lift the sternum, gently lift the gaze up towards the ceiling or towards your thumbs so you move into a little back bend. Good. As you exhale, slowly release the arms down. We're going to take Gomukhasana arms. Here's where you may need your strap. So if you have a strap or a sock, you can just place the strap over your left shoulder. We're going to take the right arm back behind us, so the palm will face back. The back of your hand, you try to slide up the back as much as you can so that the back of your hand's between the shoulder blades. Now inhale your left arm up towards the ceiling and turn the palm so it faces behind you. Keeping your left elbow lifted, bend the elbow so that your left hand drops down. Now you should find your strap or your sock on your shoulder. Both hands are going to grab that. Now start to walk your hands a little closer towards one another. The left elbow is lifting up and hugging in towards your midline. You can start to pull down with your right hand to give a little bit more stretch through the left side. Holding here for a few breaths, just notice if your back is arching quite a lot. So you want the tail to stay heavy. Your exhale breath draws your navel back. Try not to pop the lower ribs forward, so your lower front ribs are also heavy, releasing down towards the front of the pelvis. The sternum lifts up, and the head should be free and floating like a balloon lifting from the shoulders. Good. Exhale, slowly release the arms. You can slide your strap over to the right shoulder, just letting it rest there. Take a moment with the arms dangling. Close your eyes. Just feeling the sensation. Slowing down your breath. We'll slide the left hand back behind us. Try to walk the left hand up the back with the palm facing away from you. The left elbow is trying to stay very snug into the body. Inhale your right arm up, turn the right palm to face back behind you, and then bend the right elbow, reaching the right hand for the strap. Take a hold of the strap with both hands. If you can interlace your fingers, that's fine too, but typically if we have very tight shoulders, the strap can be quite useful and allow us to feel more spacious in this pose. So you pull down with your left hand as the right elbow lifts and the right elbow hugs in towards the midline. Perhaps the eyes are still closed. It's a great way to practice here. So we don't really need our balance. Try to hone into the areas that are still holding on, that or holding unnecessary tension, directing your breath to those areas. Making sure that the rib cage is not pressing forward. Good. We'll gently release the strap, release the arms down. Take a full breath in, sweep the arms out and up. Lift the gaze towards the hands. And as you exhale, you'll fold forward at the hips. Arms can dive out to the side. Fold all the way forward over straight legs, back into your standing Uttanasana. Give your head a little shake now. And now walk your hands forward back out to Downward Facing Dog. See if that's feeling a little bit more open. Press the floor away. Lift the thighs up and back. And feel the lower back lengthen. Great. We'll inhale back into High Plank, shoulders over wrists. Now release your knees down. Keep your toes tucked under and start to move your hips back towards your heels. So you're sitting on your heels. You're going to come forward with your chest as if you're coming to child's pose with these toes tucked under. Start to reach your arms back, grab onto the sides of your heels. So you clasp your fingers around the heels, get a good grip there. And begin to draw your chin in towards your chest, dropping your forehead towards your knees. If you can touch the knees, get into that tight little spot. So you're really rounding yourself into a little ball. Remember, the hips are still quite close to the heels. The top of the head can come to the floor. And you're going to round the upper back. Really spread the shoulder blades. Take some full breaths into your upper back. And now, feeling the top of the head on the floor, start to lift your hips. So a little bit more weight will come onto the top of the head. You're going to be stretching the back of the neck. Don't put too much weight on the head. We want the lower belly to really lift the majority of your body weight. But you are rolling the head from the hairline all the way towards the back of the head onto the floor. Upper back is rounded. Arms can be straight here. You're still clasping onto the heels. Take a few more breaths here. Good. And then slowly come all the way back. Unclasp your hands. Sit upright. Swing the legs around so the legs are out in front of you. And we're going to lie down back onto our back. Just one more thing to finish here. So lying on your back, bend your knees so the feet are on the floor. We're going to take the arms out into a cactus position so that the upper arms are moving straight out to the side from your shoulders. The elbows are bent 90 degrees and the palms face up. And you want to feel the whole backside of your arms and your hands on the floor. Spread through the palms and really press the backs of the hands down. Feel like you're imprinting your shoulder blades, the back of your arms, your elbows, your forearms into the earth. Now we're going to pay special attention to the wrists. If your shoulders are tight, it's typical that your wrists are very lifted. So you're going to try to root the wrists down towards the floor. Making the space between the floor and the wrists less and less. By doing that, make sure that your fingers don't curl up. So your hands are still open. Your shoulder blades are rooting down, collarbones are rooting down, while the wrists press down. Close the eyes and actively just keep this position moving down into the floor. Stay soft in the neck. Good. Now when you're ready, release that action and take the arms so they're just right alongside the body with your palms facing up. Lengthen your legs. Let your legs flop open and relax. Make sure that your shoulders and your arms feel like they're in a comfortable position to rest. Let your head turn side to side gently, using as little muscular effort as possible, just rolling your head on the floor. And then coming to a neutral place with the head. Keep the eyes closed, and we'll rest here in Shavasana for just a few minutes. Feeling the weight of the shoulder girdle dropping into the floor. Just noticing an and observing any effects from the poses. Seeing if you can soften the space between your eyebrows, letting the forehead spread wide. Soften the skin around your eyes and at the inner corners. Feel the frontal lobe of the brain begin to soften as the eyes fall towards the back of the head. The skin around the cheeks, all the way down towards your ears and your jaw. Continue to soften. And from the softening of the face, just let your attention travel down through a soft neck and a soft chest, all the way to the belly. Just feel the belly rise and fall. Taking a few deeper breaths, start to find a little movement in your fingers and your toes. And without disrupting this quiet place that you found in your mind, just start to roll to your side, resting your head on your arm for a moment. And then press yourself up to a comfortable seat. Seeing if you can continue to maintain a little bit of shavasana even as you enter into the rest of your day or evening. Take the palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself joyfully. Take a breath in and exhale. Namaste.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes,
then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.